Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That promise given thousands of years ago by Moses to Joshua is for you and me today, for all who are willing to follow the Lord. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about the love of the world, specifically about that subject, money. I'm thankful that I grew up in a home where there was not a great deal of money. I grew up in the Depression, and I think my father was making something between $2,000 and $3,000. And in the early years of my memory, there were three of us children. We ended up with six. But there was always a little box in the living room drawer filled with dimes. And back in the days of the Depression, we would often hear the doorbell ring and go to find a poor man wanting to sell shoelaces and pins and needles, tiny little things like that, for pennies. Well, usually we didn't need them, and my mother had instructed us that whenever we didn't need whatever it was he was selling, that we should go to the tithe box and give the man a dime. Well, this convinced us that we were not poor. We must be very rich because we were always giving away money. I'm very thankful for that kind of a home, and God never failed to supply my parents' needs and to provide for us as a family in every way that we needed it. And I've had so many testimonies from you who have discovered the principle of tithing really does work. Give God that first 10%. Give Him more if you want to. But just try it for a start. Just lay it aside. Give it to your church. Give it to some work of the Lord. And you will be amazed at how God will bless you because of that. This program, Gateway to Joy, is meant to encourage you to try God. Try God in this matter of money. Try living your life His way. Now, I'm not preaching a gospel of prosperity. I don't know whether God wants to make you rich. Maybe He does. If He wants to make you rich, He certainly knows how to do it. But on the other hand, riches are not by any means always a blessing, are they? We've all heard stories of people who suddenly became rich overnight and the money destroyed them. Some folks God can trust with bags of money, but not very many of us. I only want to help you today to take a clear look at your attitude toward money. Don't hoard it. And don't be afraid to spend it for God. Be a candle. If you've in any way spread darkness, then humble yourself. Rise and shine. Let your money be like rays of sunshine, messengers of love and life to those who need it. I remember my mother telling a story of how in one of those really tight times during the Depression, she didn't quite know where the next meal was coming from. She went upstairs to clean the guest room, and that's another sign of the generosity of my parents, that they always had a guest room and always invited people to our home. She went up to clean the guest room, and feeling very discouraged, she sat down for a moment in the chair. She picked up a Bible that was on the little table, and thumbing through it, looking for some word from the Lord, she came upon a $50 bill. Now, a $50 bill was like a week's pay for my father. You can imagine what that meant. She never found out who left it there. She took it as a gift from God. Let me ask you today, do you believe that God will supply all your needs, all of them? Emotional needs, material needs, physical needs, spiritual needs. My Bible says He will. My Bible tells me, my God shall supply all your need. Well, if you think that He's not supplying your need, maybe you need to revise your definition of need. Do you want more than He gives you? Are you a lover of money? Is there something inordinate in your desire? Is it greed? Is it avarice? Is it cupidity? Is it lust? Now, I need to be careful and explain. I'm not saying that there's anything intrinsically wrong with money itself. Certainly, we should be thankful for money that God gives us, thankful for money that He gives us the strength to earn. And remember, when you earn the money, don't say, God didn't give me this, I earned it. God gave you the ability to earn it, didn't He? But the really dangerous thing that I'm trying to warn you against is loving money and living only for money. It's very easy to become lovers of mammon. All you have to do is to desire more than God gives you, more than God wills you to have or wills you to be. We can be lustful for position or place, recognition. Ugo Bassi's words were, "Measure thy life by loss and not by gain, not by the wine drunk, but by the wine poured forth. For love's strength standeth in love's sacrifice, and he that suffereth most hath most to give." One very good test of what our attitude is toward possessions is what happens when we lose them. What is our response? The story is told of Jonathan Goforth and his wife, who lost everything they possessed, not once, but I believe it was three times, at least once by fire and I think twice by bandits. And when his wife was mourning over the loss of some things which had been very precious to her, her husband said, "But my dear, they're only things. All of us have lost things. You've heard me tell the story of losing a whole year's language work in my first year as a missionary in Ecuador. All of it was stolen, and there were no copies. Another time, I was on an airplane, and when the stewardess brought my breakfast tray, I think I must have put my Bible that I had been reading in my lap, and I never found that Bible again. I assume that it slipped down between the seat and the bulkhead, and I suppose that whoever cleaned the plane found my Bible and tossed it out with all the rest of the paperbacks and other reading material. Or maybe somebody actually kept it and profited by it, I don't know. But for me, it was a very big loss because there were 19 years worth of Bible notes in that Bible. No, I never did find it. Our house was robbed, and all the sterling silver went on that first robbery. When it was robbed a second time, I was a little bit amused and thought how disgusted the thieves must have been when they opened the silver drawer in the dining room and found nothing there but plate. One time when I was a missionary in Ecuador, a sweater that had just been sent to me by a friend in the States was stolen. Lo and behold, I was on a bus not very long after that, and I saw that sweater walking down the street on a lady. It looked very nice on her. There was no question that it was my sweater because it was a very unusual design. My other losses include two husbands. My husband Jim Elliott, who was killed in Ecuador, my husband Addison Leach, who died of cancer. What lessons does God have to teach us through withdrawing from us something that we prize, or withholding from us something that we long for? Have I learned my lessons? Not perfectly. I lost a bracelet, and I was upset for days. If I mourn over anything, over much, if I lose my peace and my thought for others over some material object, over money, then I am a servant of mammon. If I can't pray because of some loss, then I am a servant of mammon. If I love my house and trust my car a lot more than I love and trust God, then I am covetous. I am avaricious. I am a lover of mammon. Anyone who cannot entrust his life and the lives of those who depend on him to God has much yet to learn about faith. His views on the Christian life would be questionable. Give your money to God. Exchange the mammon of this world for his money, and cooperate with him in blessing the world. He needs our money, in a sense. Of course, God doesn't really need anything. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And yet God has so ordained the world that our cooperation with him matters. He asks us to participate in his redemptive work in the world. Will you give him your money? Will you surrender it all to him and ask him to show you how much of it you need to use for yourself and how much for other people? Let's pray today. Lord, purify my heart and my attitude toward money. Take my silver and my gold. Not a mite would I withhold. Amen.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.